AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. This year's Nobel Peace Prize goes to a Russian group, Memorial, a Ukrainian group, the Center for Civil Liberties, and jailed Belarus rights leader Alex Bieliavsky. It's connected to the war in Ukraine.
In its announcement, Norwegian Nobel Committee Chair Berit Riis-Andersen says the three winners have honored Alfred Nobel's vision of peace and fraternity between neighboring nations.
A vision most needed in the world today.
And calls the Peace Prize winners outstanding champions of human rights and democracy.
They have made an outstanding effort to document war crimes, human rights abuses, and the abuse of power.
She says the Nobel Committee knows that by awarding Bieliavsky the prize, he might face additional scrutiny from authorities in Belarus, where he's been in jail for 2 years without trial. I'm Julie Walker.
The Labor Department says a solid 263,000 jobs were added last month. It will likely keep the Federal Reserve on track to keep raising interest rates aggressively to fight persistently high inflation. The Fed is hoping a slower pace of hiring will eventually mean less pressure on employers to raise pay and pass those costs on to customers through price increases, a recipe for high inflation. The AP has learned the head of the Organization of American States, Luis Almagro, is facing an internal investigation into allegations he carried on an intimate relationship with a staffer that may have violated the organization's code of ethics. The parent of Allegiant Air says damage from Hurricane Ian has caused the company to delay a planned opening of a resort north of Fort Myers, Florida. The mother of a 16-year-old Iranian girl is disputing official claims that her daughter fell to her death from a high building, saying the teen was killed by blows to the head as part of a crackdown in Iran on anti-hijab protests. This is AP News. Police in Chicago were looking to increase security at police stations.
Police say on Wednesday, a man walked into the lobby of a police station on the city's west side with a gun wrapped in a plastic bag and started shouting anti-police statements. They say when he pointed the gun at officers, at least three of them opened fire. He was shot in the shoulder and charged with assault. A week and a half ago, police shot and wounded another man at a different police station who they say grabbed handguns off a table and pointed them at officers who were involved in SWAT training. That man's in jail. I'm Rita Foley.
Today is Russian President Vladimir Putin's 70th birthday. The president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, got Putin an unusual gift, a tractor. Tractors have been the pride of Belarusian industry since it was part of the Soviet Union. Lukashenko says he used a model in his garden similar to the one he gave to Putin. It wasn't clear how the Russian leader responded to the gift. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.